passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. We may be lucky to have so many opportunities in modern life, but it can mean we seem to be running around like the proverbial headless chicken all the time. So, what can we do to have it all and not feel constantly stressed by the sheer number of things in front of us? Annie Lawler is from Breathing Space Therapies.
I think before you know it, you know, you end up with no spare time at all, not doing anything really very well, and feeling somewhat dissatisfied and unhappy and stressed about things. And so it can become an issue. And I think a lot of people who come into my practice come in because they have actually no control over what they're doing and when. So like most things, it has a positive and a negative.
Now, and you mentioned, you know, we have no spare time. I kind of get the feeling that if we created any more spare time, we'd probably just fill it with running around a bit more anyway.
Well, that's where your control and your management of the situation comes into it, I think. Because a lot of people, again, you know, feel that they have to say yes to everything. And they don't really think about the implications. And then end up with back-to-back appointments, no time in between. And all it takes is one small thing to go wrong and it's like a pack of dominoes. Everything just collapses, including you. So I think what you have to learn is the discipline of not saying yes to everything. And being able to take time to consider the implications and then to decide what you are going to do and what you might prefer to delegate or put off to someone else or simply say, no, thank you. You know, I'd love to help, but this one's not for me.
How do you create enough time to have that thought process when perhaps you feel like there's no time anywhere and that's why you're running around so fast?
There's a fantastic tool we've got called breathing. And really, just being able to take time, that second before you say yes, actually just taking a few deep breaths and saying, do you know what? I'm not sure that that's right for me at this time. And I would rather say no than do it badly. And I do think that's one of the things we have to take into consideration, that, you know, if something is really worth doing, if we really want to do it, let's do it well and let's give it the attention it deserves. I think what happens these days is there are so many distractions, emails, Facebook, people coming in and asking you questions, invitations. And as I say, it's all fantastic. But if you're not careful and you don't manage it, you do end up with no time. And the skill is actually saying, all right, just let me take a couple of seconds out to think about that carefully. What else have I got planned? What pressure is that going to put me under? Do I really have time to give it the attention it deserves? And if you haven't, a polite no is quite often acceptable. And quite often they'll say, can I do it at another time? So it's just a case of rescheduling.
And is it really about, say, I don't know, time management and prioritising things?
Yeah, to a large degree. I say to a lot of my clients, lists are a great thing. But again, lists can become overwhelming if they're a mile long. So choose three things each day that you're going to prioritise and do and try not to get distracted from them. Obviously, in the real world, sometimes things come in which take priority. But actually, the key is to say, right, these three things I'm going to do today, I'm focused on those. If I need to reschedule something in order to do them, that's what I'm going to do. If something comes in that's a crashing urgency, fine. But other than that, that's what I'm going to do. And the great thing about that is at the end of every day, you've got the satisfaction of knowing that you have actually achieved three things.
Is there perhaps a sort of a technique for breaking the cycle that you're in? Because when you're in the cycle, all these things make perfect intellectual sense, but the actual doing of them is, well, forget it, it's just not going to happen. So have you got some, maybe a tip for breaking that thing in your head to the point where you can do the things you've been suggesting?
The number one thing is, a lot of people who get caught up in this situation are not putting themselves first. They're actually dancing to everybody else's tune. And it is a big shift, I appreciate that. But start putting yourself as number one priority. And if you put yourself as number one priority rather than jumping around to everybody else's tune, life becomes a lot easier. And one way of doing that is actually giving yourself a little breathing space, giving yourself a bit of time. One of the things I have is a free recording called a quick fix relaxation, which you can listen to on your PC, on your iPod, on your way into work. And it's free to everybody. If you email me via my website, I'll be happy to give it to you. What it does is it just gives you that time to clear your head, to calm everything down and to think clearly. And we don't think clearly when we're on the go 100% of the time, which is one of the issues with this 24/7 culture we live in. And actually what we don't realise is that we're more efficient when we actually take breaks. So a 5 or 10 minute break can make a massive difference to how we are physically, how we are mentally, how we perform, and how happy we are, how satisfied we feel.
That's Annie Lawler from Breathing Space Therapies, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.